Well, good afternoon and welcome everyone to the Aiken Championship game, the Aiken Holiday Tournament, just getting underway here as Piers and Aiken squaring off as we get started a little bit late due to the double overtime third place game won by Greenway, 85-76 double overtime win. Piers with the ball, no score, just underway. Brandon Stuckmeyer, Michael Leidenfrost, Robbie Schaefer, Jonah Prokot, Peter Schomer out there for Piers. As here's a Prokot free throw line jumper for two. Prokot makes it a 2-0 start. Aiken got to this final, beating Foley yesterday, 77-46, coached by Kerry Hoppestead. This is Cade Hoppestead, who led Aiken with 23 yesterday. He's the son of the coach. Out top, as the Gobblers work in their black jerseys, there's a long three hoisted up, comes up empty, and Brandon Stuckmeyer will make sure nobody else can get to the ball. Boxing out, and Piers will take over, 17:08 to go. Kane Hoppestrad, Hunter Nissen, Manny Ukategbe, Logan Gabriel, and Owen Hagen starting five here for Aiken, a record of 4-3. Piers is 3-2. Leidenfrost, right corner, drives the lane, gets the angle, loses the left hand, misses, rebound inside for Logan Gabriel. He'll bring it up court, the left sideline. 16:45 to go. Out high, now to Owen Hagen. Back to the top for Hoppestead. Give and go, nicely done, and two for the Gobblers. Hunter Nissen off the layup, ties the game. Two apiece. Out top here now is Stuckmeyer. Rotating around to Leidenfrost, quickly to Schomer. They dump it down to Schaefer. Robbie stopped by the 6'7 Manny Ukategbe inside, so they come back out to the point to Peter Schomer. Peter had 16 yesterday, including 11 of 11 from the free throw line. Inside, Schaefer got inside. Ukategbe puts it up and off. Ukategbe rips down the rebound. Two, 15:50 to go. Left wing, Gabriel, guarded by Leidenfrost, out to the point to Hoppestead. Right wing now. This is in the lane to Hunter Nissen. Gabriel, deep three, no. Rebound bounces once, and getting to it first is Leidenfrost. Up ahead, Stuckmeyer. Pass inside, deflected off the side of the backboard as Hoppestead hustled back. And it'll stay with Piers in the corner. Long three off the inbounds. Prokot just got the rim, and it rebounds to Gabriel. Leads a three-on-three the other way to Hoppestead in transition. Baseline drive, leans in, caught the basket, and the foul on Leidenfrost. Cade Hoppestead. And Mike Leidenfrost gets his first foul, first team foul. Number 21, Michael Leidenfrost. And Aiken's got their first lead at 4-2. Hoppestead again, 23 yesterday, and he's got three here. Completes the three-point play. Aiken 5, Piers 2. Here's Stuckmeyer driving, finding Leidenfrost coming down the lane. Nice dish inside. Ukategbe, though, with the rejection off the window. As we go under 15 to play. Back out here to the left side, Hoppestead. Drifts down to the left corner, and we're going to get a hand check on Brandon Stuckmeyer. Brandon will get his first, and it's the team's second. Comes at the 14:50 mark, and here's Cody Kimmon coming in. Kimmon for Schaefer. And it'll be an inbounds left baseline for Hoppestead. Out to Gabriel. Top of the key, Nissen rims a three off the iron. Rebound, Prokot, here comes Schomer. 2-on-3, stopped by Ukategbe. Back now to Stuckmeyer. Left side, here's Prokot driving on Hoppestead. In the lane, Kimmon got to the glass and had his shot blocked, but a foul on Nissen. Nice up and under fake, got Ukategbe to leave his feet. And then the help defense, resulting in a foul on Aiken. They get Hopperstead on the reach, his first, team's first. Kimmen, no, misses. Pierce, 17 of 21 from the line yesterday in their 91-84 victory over Greenway. Cody sinks that one, and it makes it a 5-3 Aiken lead. Back now come the Gobblers with Neeson. Hunter Neeson, a 6-foot junior, working on Schomer to Ukategbe, quickly to Hopperstead. They throw it down low on the block. Straight up and down defense there by Prokot, forces the kick out to the wing. Back to the corner, three, no, rebound, loose in the lane, and it's snatched away by Mike Leidenfrost. Here comes Prokot on a run out, counted and a foul. Jonah with the and one. And they get Hopperstead on his second foul. I think Aiken thinks that the foul was on Prokot. They were celebrating the fact that they thought they got the charge, but in reality, the foul goes on Hopperstead, his second. Count the basket for Prokot, and he'll shoot a free throw. It's 5-5. Now that's two on Hopperstead early here, less than 4 minutes in. And Jonah for the lead, up and short. Rebound, loose, and Ukategbe gets there first. Back the other way, Gabriel. It looks like Jalen Williams will come in, supposedly for Hopperstead. 13:50 to go, Hopperstead right wing. Throws it down for Ukategbe, but they get Cody Kimmen on the reach around. His first and the third.
Cody Kimmen.
Back to Gabriel as Hopperstead now does check out Williams in, and he takes the inbounds. Noah Sekulla is on the floor for Pierce as he replaced Brandon Stuckmeyer. Williams now out front. 13:35 to go, tied at five here, opening half of the championship. Inside, knocked away by Prokot, intended for Ukategbe, and a push is coming against the guys in white, the Pioneers. Prokot, his first, four Pioneer fouls. And the pass incoming. Now Coach Hopperstead is questioning the foul assignment for his guys. That they've got two on Hopperstead, but now the pass in comes into the backcourt, and the Aiken Gobblers go to work. Tied at 5, 13:20 to go. Nissen off now to Williams. Williams down low, Ukategbe too high, and it goes off his hands. The 6'7 senior, Manny Ukategbe, could not elevate high enough to get that. Ukategbe 15 yesterday in the win over Foley. Hunter Nissen had 13. And Hopperstead had 23, his uniform number. Schomer walks it across midcourt, coming up on the 13-minute mark. Stopped his dribble now. Leidenfrost comes out to the wing, left side in front of the Gobbler bench. Michael looking to clear some space, finds Sekulla on the right side. Noah looking, pivoting around, back out front to Michael. Leidenfrost drives the lane to the rim, and it rolls off. Rebound tipped to Kimmen. Swatted away, but a whistle comes. Ukategbe came flying in from the backside and sent it off the glass with authority. And the foul is on Ukategbe. That's his first and the third team foul. Kimmen shooting and missing the front end. And Cody will shoot the second now. That one rattles around and drops. Cody with 2 points, and Pierce has a 6-5 lead. Front court for Hunter Neeson, a 6-foot junior guard. Off to Jalen Williams. Now it's Owen Hagen giving the ball up, flashing through the lane. Neeson will fire deep three. No. Sakala underneath the rim and the rebound, and here comes Noah. Front court to the point. Hand off to Zach Trout, who's in the game now. Back out to Schomer. Peter gets a Trout screen to get him into the lane. To the corner, Leidenfrost cut off on a drive. Back to Peter on the perimeter. Schomer, jump stop. Drew contact, ball comes flying out of there, still going, and the Gobblers take over. Jalen Williams off to Hagen, and he's called for a carry. Palm of the hand got underneath the basketball and turned it up and over. Leidenfrost comes out. Stuckmeyer's in, and now Jonah Prokot will replace Cody Kimmon. So it's Schomer, Sakala, Stuckmeyer, Prokot, and Trout right now for the Pioneers with 11:50 to go, a 1.65 lead. Prokot on the post-up finds Trout, and Uka Tegby says not in here. He has another block. Excellent timing by Manny Uketegbe to swat the Trout shot attempt out of there. Now it's top of the key. Nissen picked up his dribble, and Gabriel cut inside. The pass went behind him and out of bounds into the scorer's table. Now Joe Cummings makes his first appearance. Joe with 3 points yesterday in the win over Foley. He'll replace Owen Hagen. Pierce 6, Aiken 5, 11:25 to go. In for Sakala. Noah cut off, back to Schomer. Here's Brandon Stuckmeyer, pull-up jumper, free throw line high, too much. Uka Tegbe with the board. And his outlet comes to Jalen Williams. Williams crosses midcourt through the jump ball circle, off right side to Hunter Neeson. Give and go down low for Cummings. Back out, Uka Tegbe will try a three. That's off, and Schomer collects the board. Schomer races ahead, stops, dumps it down for Trout, and Uka Tegbe gets upended and takes a wicked spill, and he's helped up by his teammates. Fortunate that he's okay, but that's now two on Manny Uka Tegbe. So they're two top guys that scored yesterday have each picked up a pair of fouls, and we're less than 8 minutes into the ball game. Both Hopperstead and Uka Tegbe now on the bench. Schomer will inbounds. He finds Stuckmeyer coming to the wing. Down to Trout, posting up, up and under, and that's rejected inside. Right back to Zach. He'll put up a left hand, no. Stuckmeyer tips it out to Sakala. Second and third chances here for Piers. Now Brandon Stuckmeyer uses a ball fake to drive. Stop on the corner. Comes back out top to Peter Schomer. Schomer. Pioneers haven't shown a whole lot of flow yet in their offense. Now Prokot on a post-up, up and under spin move. Goes off the glass, scores, and Jonah somehow found his way to the rim, and he's rewarded with an and one. That's six now for Jonah Prokot. Foul goes against Owen Hagen, his first, fifth Aiken foul. And Jonah, who had 29 yesterday, looks for his seventh here, and it's short. And Jonah hustles after the loose ball rebound and gets it back. Stuckmeyer to the Sakala three from the corner. Long rebound, Hagen. Owen Hagen controls and gets it off to Logan Gabriel. Bounce pass inside. Stuckmeyer read it and steals it. Here comes Brandon challenging and drawing a charge. Stuckmeyer called for the player control. That's two on Brandon. Five Pioneer fouls. Schaefer and Leidenfrost return for Trout and Stuckmeyer. Piers 8, Aiken 5, 9:55 to play in the half. Front court comes Logan Gabriel, defended by Michael Leidenfrost. Back to Jalen Williams, gets inside for Gabriel, for Cummings. Now to Hagen. They work the perimeter left side. To the top for Cummings again. Driving inside, and a player control foul coming on the Gobblers this time as Leidenfrost takes the charge. And this goes against Cummings. It's his first, team sixth. It'll go as a turnover. And here comes Ryan Stuckmeyer in for Noah Sakulla. Cody Kimmon replaces Peter Schomer. So it's Ryan, Jonah, Cody, Robbie, and Michael right now. Kimmon down to Schaefer. Explodes baseline. Got a little deep. Finds Prokot on the opposite side. And Jonah's hammered again. Jonah's going to go back to the free throw line. Hunter Nissen gets his first. That's the seventh Aiken foul. 9:23 to go in the half. First of two, and Jonah rattles that one in. Jonah's got seven of the nine for the Pioneers. Here's Hopperstad in for Logan Gabriel now as Coach Kerry Hopperstad brings his son back in with two fouls. Piers nine. Aiken five. Here's the second, and that one's in and out. Schaefer tipped the rebound, but it's controlled by Aiken. Nobody stops the ball, and taking it right to the rim, but missing was Nissen, and Ryan Stuckmeyer gets it ahead, and Cody Kimmon is called for a traveling call as he took an extra step. Turnover back to the Gobblers with 9:09 to play. Nissen off to Hopperstead. Guarded by Michael Leidenfrost. Down into the corner. We've played half of the first half. Low scoring game. 9-5. Here's a nice drive by Nissen. Got by Prokot and scores. Hunter Nissen with four. Makes it 9-7. Gobblers cut it to two. Here's Prokot driving right to the rim again and scoring. Jonah with nine. 11-7. Front court. Gobblers work it right side. Nice screen, peeling to the basket, but not getting the ball was coming. So they come back out. Hagen finds Nissen out deep. His three is good. Hunter Nissen now with seven. And the lead is one, 11-10. Leidenfrost has it right side. He will drive. Dish to Schaefer. Schaefer inside, elevates off the window. No rebound, Hopperstead. And the Gobblers can gain the lead. 11-10 with 8 minutes to play. Front court for Jalen Williams. Down for Hopperstead. Down in the corner now, a little bit deeper. Double teamed and saved in, but knocked loose. Scramble, backcourt. Cummings can't find it. Now Leidenfrost has it. Now Cody settles things down. Now bounces one in traffic, and Schaefer rattles it home. Robbie's first two, and the Pioneers lead 13-10. Some wild action there as the ball rolling on the floor before Leidenfrost finally got it. Now Ryan gets out of position and bumps into Jalen Williams. Ryan Stuckmeyer will pick up his first, and it's the Pioneers' sixth foul. And now Schomer in. Here comes Sakulla as well. And I think we got both teams making changes here. Hopperstead to inbounds at the scorer's table for the Gobblers. Goes to Logan Gabriel, who has returned. 13-10, Piers, 7:20 to play. Nissen darted in, then comes back out. Now finds Joe Cummings for Hopperstead. Down for Gabriel. Gabriel, one dribble. Off for Owen Hagen. Hagen denied, back to Hopperstead. A high arcing three is good. He's got six, and we are tied at 13 in the championship. Sakulla now with 6:55 to play. Schomer left side. Peter dribbles, lives it back now for Michael. Quickly back into the hands of Peter. Now Trout wanted to get it inside for Kimmon, wasn't open. To the corner for Sakulla, right side. Now he does get it inside to Cody. His pass to the basket cut off by Hopperstead. They come back out front. Schomer off for Leidenfrost. Michael finds Peter on the left side, and they will restart again. 6:25 left. Right corner, Sakulla again down low. Kimmon for Trout. Trout up and in. Very patient trip, resulting in a Zach Trout field goal. And it's 15-13, Pioneers by two. Here is Cummings driving. Now loose ball out of bounds, and losing the dribble was Hopperstead. His feet just went out from underneath him, and he lost the dribble across the baseline. And it'll be Pioneer ball with 6 minutes to go. Walking it across midcourt, Peter Schomer. Guarded by Logan Gabriel in the man. Now Sekulah wants to find Kimmon again. Kimmon lowers the shoulder, puts it up, and they're going to get him for a player control foul. That's two on Cody and the seventh team foul. Pretty clear call that Cody just put that shoulder into the defender to clear space. And Uncle Scott got him. Front court now for Hunter Nissen. 5:40 left. Deep drive by Cummings. He puts it up and in. Joe Cummings, not to be denied. Makes it 15 all. 5.5 to go. Inside pass. Got through. Now picked up by Leidenfrost. Stop and go. Move to the basket. No. Long rebound. Gabriel. And then he had it tipped out by a teammate. Both Gabriel and Cummings went for the ball. Neither controlled it. Piers will get the ball. Pass in backcourt comes to Peter. Now to Michael Leidenfrost. Throws it down low. Jonah Prokot goes up from about three. Comes off the rim. Rebound to Hagen. 15 apiece with 5:05 left. First half. Gabriel right side. Leaner inside, and we got a blocking foul, I believe, will come on Jonah Prokot, and that'll send Hunter Nissen to the free throw line. That's two on Jonah. He joins Brandon Stuckmeyer and Cody Kimmon now with two fouls. And the first is short for Nissen. He's got seven. Jalen Williams comes in for Joe Cummings. And now the second for the lead. And that's off, and an empty trip that time for Hunter Nissen, and the Gobblers leaves it at 15 apiece as Prokot got the rebound. Now into the front court comes Leidenfrost, back to the point for Peter Schomer. Right side Leidenfrost. Out top Sekulah. Back to Michael. Rotating to Trout in the corner right side. Active defense here by Aiken, not giving a lot of inside looks. Everything's about 20 feet out from the basket. Here's Sekulah cutting the lane, deflected. Prokot picks up a rolling ball on the wing. Down for Sekulah, and a foul's coming on Aiken, sending Noah Sekulah to the line for the bonus free throw situation. This foul is on Jalen Williams, his first, team's eighth, and Noah Sekulah will shoot the bonus. First is in and out. Rebound is Higgins. Here's the Aiken offense now. Hopperstead down to Gabriel, right corner, right at the end of the Pioneer bench. 4:12 to play. 15 apiece in the title game. Hopperstead explores the baseline, cut off, and nobody home as he bounced it back to the wing. As Owen Hagen had cut inside, and the ball rolls to the scorer's table. Piers will take over. All, 4:05 to go, first half. Schomer, Leidenfrost, Trout, Prokot, and Sekulah. Out top for Michael. Michael back out to Peter Schomer. 3:50. Prokot sets a screen. Peter stops, throws it inside for Jonah. Goes reverse with the right hand and somehow got it to drop. That's 11 first half points for Prokot. 17-15. Pioneers with the first half lead with 3.5 to play. Into the hands of Williams. Now to Gabriel. Just left of the point. And now Hopperstead takes over. Nice crossover. Gets him inside. Back out Gabriel. Left-handed three. Off. Rebound Schomer. Here comes Peter in transition. Surveying the defense that hustles back. In the trailing, Prokot puts up a three. He missed it. Trout battles for the rebound and hustles and saves it into Sekulah. Jonah will tee it up again, and that one's good. But credit Zach Trout's hustle to keep that play alive on the baseline. He just flipped it over his shoulder, and fortunately it went right to Noah, who fed it right back to Jonah, who hit the three, 20-15. Pioneers by five, 2:40 to play. Gabriel down to the corner, left side. This is Nissen. Picked up his dribble, defended. Now gets it off to Hopperstead, coming up on 2.5 minutes to go. Neither coach has used a first half timeout yet. Here's Hopperstead's deep three, a little bit long. Schomer on the box out, had it picked away, though, by Nissen. Nissen keeps it alive for the Gobblers. Back out to Hagen, sets his feet, squares up, misses, top of the backboard. Schomer comes out of traffic. Peters got 2-on-1 with Prokot. Stops, pops, scores. First points for Schomer, and it's 22-15, Piers by 7. A 7-0 run for the Pioneers with 2 minutes to play in the half. Out to the top, Hunter Neeson down for Hopperstead. Baseline drive over Prokot, rattled it in. 8 for Cade Hopperstead. 22-17. Here's Prokot challenging and scoring again. And Prokot with the bucket. And now we get a timeout here on the floor as the Pioneers, I think, are taking the 30. All right, the 30-second timeout used by Coach Call. First for either. Piers up 24-17 here. 16 first half points for Jonah Prokot. As the Gobblers will inbound with a minute 37 to play. First half from Piers, or from Aiken, as Piers leads the homestanding Gobblers in the championship game. Double overtime in the third place game went to Greenway over Foley by an 85-76 margin. Gabriel to the left side. Here's a pull-up in the lane. Hunter Neeson can't get it to drop. Schaefer has the rebound. Back the other way. Sideline now, right side, Schomer. Back out to Ryan Stuckmeyer. Cody Kimmins' three is off. Rebound, loose, and a foul coming. And I think this will be on Cody, and that would be three on the senior. Nope, they gave it to Ryan Stuckmeyer. So Ryan gets his second. We'll go to the other end, and this will be the 1-1 for Jalen Williams. 1:06 to go. Williams hasn't scored and still hasn't scored. Schaefer bounced twice on the back iron and came off to the right. 1 minute to go in the half. Piers by 7. Leidenfrost inside Schaefer. Schaefer goes right side, banks it in. Nice post move. Robbie Schaefer, he's got 4. And the Pioneers have a 9-point lead, 26-17. They are on an 11-2 run here over the last couple of minutes of the half. Drive and dish. This is a Cummings. He lost it to Ryan Stuckmeyer. Back for Cody. Cody traveled. And now Trout will return with 32 seconds left for Cody Kimmon, as Coach Joe Call will protect Cody, who's got 2 fouls. They're going to need him second half. Don't want to get that cheap third one here in the waning seconds. Out to the top. Hagen looking for room. Not there, so goes to Gabriel. 15 seconds to play. Still in the corner. Out front to Williams. Williams drive and dish. Cummings from the corner. Deep three. Rattles around and halfway out with 5 seconds. Pioneers hurry. Here's Schomer at midcourt. At the buzzer, it's wide right. And we've reached halftime. The Pioneers in front of Aiken by 9 after 18 minutes of the championship game. It's 26-17 favor of the Pioneers. All right, Piers closes the first half on an 11-2 run after the game was tied at 15. It's 26-17 Pioneers at halftime. For the Pioneers, Jonah Prokot has 16 of his team's 26. That's on the heels of a 29-point game against Greenway yesterday. After that, it's 4 for Robbie Schaefer, 2 for Peter Schomer, two for Cody Kimmon, two for Zach Trout. Playing but not scoring in that half were Michael Leidenfrost, Brandon Stuckmeyer, Ryan Stuckmeyer, and Noah Sakulla. Pierce 3 of 8 from the free throw line. Two fouls apiece on Brandon Stuckmeyer and Ryan Stuckmeyer. Cody Kimmon and Jonah Prokop, one on Michael Leidenfrost. Coach Joe Call used one timeout. You'll have four left. Only three players scored for Aiken. They only scored 17 points, eight of them from Cade Hoppestead, seven for Hunter Nissen, and two for Joe Cummings. That means Manny Ukategbe didn't score. Logan Gabriel and Owen Hagen, all starters, didn't score. And off the bench, Jalen Williams did not score. So the Pioneers lead it by 9, 26-17. Coach Kerry Hoppestad did not use a first-half timeout. His foul situation, you've got Cade Hoppestad with two, Manny Ukategbe with two, one on Hunter Neeson, Owen Hagen, Jalen Williams, and Joe Cummings. So the JV team had a halftime lead against Aiken today, but ended up losing 40-35 over in the old gym. In the third place game, they went double overtime between Greenway and Foley. Greenway prevailing 85-76. There is a girls' part of this tournament. They had the evening sessions, but the announcement has been made due to the weather and the travel concerns that today's girls' portion of this tournament has been canceled. So no girls' tournament. This is the final game here at this gym. As here come the Pioneers out of the locker room as they'll go to work with a 9-point lead at halftime here in Aiken. Here at halftime, it's Pierce 26, Aiken 17. We're ready to go here as Pioneers in their road whites, Aiken in their blacks. We'll make another huddle around their coaches for final halftime adjustment instructions, and then we'll get started here with the second 18 minutes. It's Piers by 9, 26-17, headed to half number 2. Pioneers will now be going left to right in front of us. Gobblers right to left. Pioneers come out with Schomer, Leidenfrost, Schaefer, Prokot, and Brandon Stuckmeyer. Piers has the opening possession. It's Gabriel, Hagen, Ukategbe, Nissen, and Hoppestead. Both teams' original starting five take the floor, and here we go with half number 2. Schomer will start his offense to the right side, off to Michael Leidenfrost, back out to Peter. Now top of the key, Stuckmeyer drives and finds Peter. Got loose from Gabriel, pulls up in the lane, missed. Ukategbe for the board. Here comes Gabriel the other way. Logan Gabriel crosses midcourt. Works at left side for Hunter Neeson. Piers leading now by 9, 30 seconds into the half. Gabriel has it poked away by Leidenfrost into the bleachers. It'll stay with Aiken. Near the corner, Owen Hagen, a 6'4 junior, triggers it in to Hunter Neeson. Pioneers defending man-to-man. Gabriel has it out front for Hagen. Back out to Gabriel. Now Ukategbe, give and go inside, and it's off the rim. Rebound controlled by Schaefer off a Leidenfrost tip. Up ahead, Stuckmeyer front court. Brandon waits, finds Michael on the left wing. Back to Brandon Stuckmeyer, now to Peter Schomer. 1 minute, Prokot for a deep three, corner short. Gabriel rebound off the miss. Gabriel leads the attack the other way. Here's a three for Hagen out deep. No, Ukategbe inside. His putback is good. First two of the game for Manny Ukategbe, and it's 26-19. 7-point lead now. Leidenfrost with Prokot asking for the ball, getting it, and whistling one over on the left block to Schaefer. Schaefer with six off the Prokot assist. Back to 9, 28-19. Nissen looking for some help over Hagen. Now Gabriel left side and away from the ball. Stuckmeyer and Hoppestead got tangled up. And it's on Brandon Stuckmeyer. That's three on Brandon. First Pioneer foul of the half comes at the 16-13 mark. Pierce 28, Aiken 19. Pioneers have a record of 3-2, Aiken 4-3 after yesterday's results. Here's a three from the corner. No, box out by Leidenfrost. Allows him to pull down the board. Crossover dribble into the top of the key. Drives to the lane. Ukwutegbe swats it right to Prokot. Prokot puts it up around Ukwutegbe, and it rolls in. 18 for Jonah Prokot. Ukwutegbe with another block, but it went right to Prokot, who took it right back inside and scored. 30-19. 15:45 to play in the championship. Nissen doubled, throws it down to Ukwutegbe. Back out, and it's going to be a backcourt violation as Schomer hustling after it, and they'll let it go, and the Pioneers will get an out-of-bounds on the baseline. Hagen almost allowed Schomer to outrun him to the ball there, and I think Peter might have had a chance at it, but he decided to let it go. He knew it was going to be a backcourt. Now a five-second call. He couldn't get it in time. Good defense by Aiken to force a turnover. 15:33 left. Hagen, now Hopperstead. One dribble and stop. Back out front to Nissen at the point for Logan Gabriel. To Nissen again against Schomer. Left-hand dribble drive, pivots around, pulls up 15-footer. No, Schomer elevates, tips the rebound to the wing. Gabriel throws it inside for Hopperstead, who is hammered, and he'll shoot a pair of free throws. And we'll see who the call is. It might be Robbie. Robbie was bent over pulling up a sock, so the referee looking back, waiting to get his uniform. No, they gave it to Michael. That's his second team foul. And now Kimmon replaces Brandon Stuckmeyer with 15:05 to go. And they say it wasn't even a shooting foul. Here's Nissen off the inbounds. He got it. 10 for Hunter Nissen. And it's 30-22. Kimmon trying to answer short. Ukwutegbe with the rebound off the bounce. 14:45 to play. Gabriel, crossover dribble, got him loose inside. He one-hands it out to Hopperstead. He's denied. Hagen takes a pass. They're going to work it back out front and reset their half court. Pierce 30, Aiken 22. Nissen off the drive against Schomer. Jump stop and in. Hunter Nissen up to 12 points, and the lead is down to 6, 30-24. Schomer finds Prokot right side inside the arc, lobs it away for Leidenfrost, drives by Nissen, cut off, back out. Kimmon drives inside, and a traveling called on the Pioneers. Turnover gives it back to the Gobblers. And Gabriel takes it across midcourt as he gets instructions from the bench as now Trout and Sakala walk to the scorer's table to check in on the next dead ball situation. To the top for Hagen, now Hopperstead. To the corner, Gabriel takes the baseline, whips it across to the corner where a three is drained, and Hunter Nissen is lighting it up. 15 now, including 8 this half, and the lead, which was once 10, is down to 3. Actually, it was an 11-point game. Here's Schaefer posting up. Goes up with the right hand. Too hard. Hopperstead the board. And the Gobblers come back with a chance to tie. Gabriel to the point. His heels in the jump ball circle, directing his teammates on the set. Hagen takes it over on the left side. Now to the point, guarded by Prokot. 13:10 left. He'll pop for the tie. It's long. Rebound to Gabriel. Inside for Ukwutegbe. And they're going to say a double deflection went off Schaefer, then Ukwutegbe. And Pierce gets the ball. And now Sakala, Brandon Stuckmeyer, and Zach Trout will come in with 13:06 to go. Pioneers led by 11. That has been trimmed to 3, thanks in large part to Hunter Nissen. Trout, right side behind the circle. Left side, quick rotation to Sakala, left corner. Now to Brandon Stuckmeyer. He gets it back from Schomer. Brandon drives, dishes to Trout. Trout back for Brandon, right corner. To Trout outside. By three, here in Aiken in the championship game. Gabriel, bounce pass, Hunter Neeson. Drives on Sakulla, floats it up, and draws a foul. Hunter Neeson will go to the line. And I think Procon has picked up his third, team's third. Hunter Neeson is 0 for 2. He's got 8 of the 10 Aiken points this half. And he's off to the right on that one. Still a three-point lead. One more for 6-foot junior Hunter Neeson. That one rolls off. Prokot runs down the rebound. Pioneers front court coming up, and Prokot got knocked off the ball, and that's three on Hopperstead. Just collided with the ball handler, and Hopperstead picks up his third, first Aiken foul of the half. And now Sakulla will inbounds right in front of the Pioneer coaching staff. Nope, he's taking a seat. It's Stuckmeyer that comes to throw it in as Trout comes to the ball and takes it and gives it right back to Michael. 12 minutes to play in the championship. Pierce 30, Aiken 27. Schomer started in, backed off, working on Gabriel. Step back to the line, goes over to the right side for Trout, quickly back into the hands of Schomer. 11:45 left. Brandon Stuckmeyer now will drive. He'll challenge and drive inside, and he traveled on his jump stop move. And a turnover, and once again, it's a chance for Aiken to tie things up, down by three. 30-27 Pioneers. 10-4 run for Aiken in this half. Hopperstead back out. Hagen in the corner couldn't get a shot off against Prokot. Now to Gabriel out front. 11:25 to play. Gabriel finds Hopperstead rotating around front again. Puts it on the floor to the right side. DeGabrio down in the right corner. Looking inside for Ukategbe. Not there. Explores the lane. He's caught in there. He better get out. That should be almost a... Boy, he was in there forever. Back the other way now. They go out to Hagen. Back out to Gabrio. 11 minutes to go in the game. Hagen. Looking on the left side. Pivots around. Stops. Whistle. Timeout. Aiken as Coach Hopperstead saw the play breaking down a little bit. It comes at the 10:55 mark with the Pioneers holding a slim 30-27 lead over the Gobblers in the championship game of the 35th annual Quarterback Club Aiken Holiday Tournament, 30-27 in favor of the Pioneers here in Aiken. As the Pioneers, Joe Call has used one timeout, and that's the first for Aiken. This is the full timeout. Two-man crew here today. Hopefully everyone's traveling is going all right. Obviously some less than ideal conditions outside. There's the horn signaling the teams to come out to the court once again. And the second horn. Pioneers come out of the timeout with Schomer, Trout, Sakulla, Leidenfrost, and Prokot. It's Neeson, Ukategbe, Hagen, Hopperstead, and Gabriel for Aiken. Aiken's got the ball at midcourt. Piers, after this game today, will play next Friday. They'll get the Thunder of Long Prairie Gray Eagle in Long Prairie. Sakulla defending the ball against Neeson, and a 5-second call. Sakulla forces a turnover with good defense. He forced the 5-second dribbling violation, and Piers will get the turnover. 10:45 to play, leading by three. Pioneers have only scored 4 points in almost 7.5 minutes here. It was 26-17 at half. Inside, loses Prokot, and he just got it to drop. And Jonah's up to 20. 29 yesterday, 20 today. 32-27, 10-18 to play. Hagan thinking about it. Now he launches, missed it, and Prokot crashes the board. Jonah, outlet up the left side. Here comes Peter Schomer. Schomer, right side in the corner. Sakala got by Hagan, up and in. Sakala with a quick first step, scores. First points for the junior reserve guard, Noah Sakala. And the Pioneers are up by 7, 34-27. Inside, Nissen over Prokot. Short rebound, Jonah. Back the other way comes Peter Schomer. 9:45 left. Peter stopped in the lane, somehow got it through to Michael. Leidenfrost has Sakala double down low, over for Trout, and he scores. Trout's got four. Sakala found him across the lane. And just like that, the lead has been reestablished to 9. A 6-0 run now for the Pioneers after Aiken had used a timeout. Here's Hagan, left corner, defended by Jonah. Out to Gabriel near midcourt, guarded by Leidenfrost. In for Uka Tegbe. He's got a lane to the basket, and he will score. Four for Manny Uka Tegbe. 9 minutes to go, 36-29. Piers by 7. Schomer, defended by Gabriel. Starts his dribble, spins. Gabriel got a hand on the ball, and I think he got a hand on the elbow as well. Gabriel's going to pick up this foul. It'll be his first.
Ball's on the Gobblers, Logan Gabriel.
Gabriel with his first team second. Cummings will replace Gabriel. Hagan comes out as well. And I think Williams replaced him. Yes, he did. 8:52 to go. Here's Schomer, pull up, 17-footer was short. Rebound tip, Trout battling. Uka Tegbe tips it away from him, and that allows Joe Cummings to control it. Now it's Jalen Williams ahead into the front court. Williams picked up his dribble, needs some help, got Cummings coming to the ball. 8.5 to go, and his post pass for Hopperstead, too high, out of bounds. Piers gets the ball back with exactly 8.5 minutes left. 36-29 Pioneers. Out top, Stuckmeyer in for Prokot, posting up, spinning, scoring. Jonah Prokot having an awesome tournament. 22 for the junior. 38-29. Right side, Cummings, whistle, timeout. Aiken, their second of the half. It comes with 8:05 to go. Pioneers leading by 9 here. After this tournament ends for the Gobblers, they return to regular season action on Monday, January 6th. They'll go up to Barnum, and then the following night, Moose Lake Willow River comes here. Moose Lake was playing in the Crusader Classic in St. Cloud this year. Pioneers have Leidenfrost, Schomer, Brandon Stuckmeyer, Zach Trout, Jonah Prokot out there. And Gobblers basketball to the corner, and nobody home again. That's a couple of times we've seen the Gobblers just throw it to empty space. And Piers will get it with Brandon Stuckmeyer to inbounds on the sideline. And Schomer takes it across midcourt with 7:55 left. He wants a double screen. Prokot obliges. Now Trout has it. Zach wisely held his pass up as it looked like Cummings was ready to jump the passing lane there. Back to Schomer. Peter gets a Prokot screen again. Left side to the window and scores! Schomer using the left hand. That's just 4 points for Peter, but a nicely executed half-court set there by the Pioneers, and the lead is 11, 40-29. Out top is Jalen Williams for Cummings. Hopperstead out front. He'll drive on Schomer and give the ball up. Uka Tegbe for three, short, rebound, Schomer, and he's off to the races. Schomer now will peel back. Wait for Trout. Back to Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer will put it up from deep. That's off. Rebound, Leidenfrost to keep the possession alive. Michael doubled on the right block, finds Stuckmeyer on the perimeter. Prokot over Uka Tegbe, short. Uka Tegbe comes in for the board. 6:50 left. Piers 40, Aiken 29. Backcourt, and Leidenfrost dives, knocks the ball loose, and They just beat the 10-second call. Here's a drive on the baseline by Cummings, cut off by Prokot. 6:35 to go. Another drive inside, blocked by Leidenfrost. Out of bounds, touch last by Zach Trout. Gabriel will return for who? He will send Jalen Williams to the bench. Schomer will tie his shoe. 6:31 to play in the championship. There will be a brief ceremony for the championship trophy and all tournament teams named. Here's Gabriel. Nice cut by Hopperstad to the basket. He's got 10, and it's 40-31. 6:20 to go. Pioneers will see if yesterday. Here's a drive to the basket, and it's in again for Prokot. 24 for Jonah. The Pioneers led Greenway by 22 with 4 minutes left yesterday, and it turned into a nail-biter in the end. A seven-point win as Gabriel's cut off, now throws it inside. Nissen gets a shot off, but he's fouled, and he'll shoot two. He hasn't had any success. He's 0 for 4 from the line. He'll try again. Foul is on Michael Leidenfrost, his third. 5:53 to play. Nissen. Good on that one. 16 for Hunter Nissen. Schaefer and Kimmon come in. Michael Leidenfrost, Zach Trout will leave. Pierce 42, Aiken 32. And Nissen will try and get the lead into single digits. And he does. Hunter Nissen makes it 42-33. 5:50 left. Pierce has Schaefer inside. Missed it. Hopperstand knocked to the floor. And they're going to get, I believe, Robbie on his foul. Robbie Schaefer gets his first. And that's the fifth Pioneer foul. It comes at the 5:45 mark. 9-point lead. Pioneers picking up pressure. Haven't seen a lot of that today, but they retreat quickly. Gabriel out front to Hopperstead in the corner. He works his way back out front, curls into the lane, leaves it off for Gabriel, who sets, shoots, and misses. Rebound controlled by Jonah Prokot. 5:25 to play. Into the corner, Kimmon, an uncontested three, hit it. Cody from the left corner. Five for Cody, and it's 45-33. Biggest lead of the day with 5:10 to play off the Kimmon three, a 12-point advantage. Gabriel gets a Nuketegbe screen, throws it inside nicely, and a bucket for Cummings. Gabriel wraps it ahead for the assist. 45-35, Kimmon will try another three. That one glances off. Cummings is there to control the rebound. Maybe a little quick on the shot selection that time down. Off to the wing, right side is Joe Cummings. Finds Nissen over Stuckmeyer. Good! Hunter Nissen with 13 this half, now 20 in the game. And with 4.5 to go, it's 45-38. Pioneers work it left corner for Prokot. Back to Stuckmeyer. Into the high post for Schaefer. Back out top to Schomer. 4:10 and counting in Aiken in the title game. They work it. Schaefer kicks it out. Kimmon three, right side, off. Rebound, Gobblers. Cummings again. Under four to play. Gabriel driving, stopping at the free throw line, leaving back for Hopperstead. Hopperstead looking for some room. Gabriel takes it left side in front of the Gobbler bench. Now to the point with his dribble. Reverses course, throws it down to Cummings in the corner. His three is up. It's off. Rebound won by Gabriel inside. Hopperstead for three. That's off. And Schaefer has the board. 3.5 minutes left. Off for Prokot. Throws it inside. Schaefer goes reverse, and he is hammered going up. Robbie's going to shoot a couple. At the 3:24 mark, Schaefer to the line. Robbie with 6 points today. Uketegbe has picked up his third. It's only the third Aiken foul, And we're getting to the point now where you almost want to put teams into the bonus, but Gobblers are still four fouls away from doing that. First free throw is off target for Robbie. Sakulla and Leidenfrost in. Oh, Michael will be coming in for Schaefer, it looks like. Stuckmeyer leaves as Sakulla's back in. So senior Robbie Schaefer for the second, and that's good. Seven this afternoon for Robbie Schaefer. It pushes the lead to 46-38 with 3:24 to go. Gabriel into the front court. Leaves it off for Owen Hagen to the corner, Hopperstead. Schomer moves his feet. Lob over for Gabriel. Back out. Cummings will drive around, put up a leaner, and rattle it in. Six for Joe Cummings. 46-40 with 3 minutes left. Pioneers were up 12 with 5:10 to go. Here's Schomer driving, finding Sakulla in the corner. Kimmon now for Prokot out top. 2:45 left. Prokot started in, comes back out. Now leaves it off for Peter Schomer. 2:38 to play. Schomer just puts it on his hip. Prokot coming out to set a screen. Peter back for Cody. A three. In and out. Rebound Prokot. He muscles up. Headed stripped away though. Cummings comes out of the pack. 2:20 to go. Gabriel off for Hagen left side. To the top for Cummings again. Uses a Hagen screen. Reverses inside. Hagen, a five-footer, banks it in. Timeout, Aiken. Hagen with the bucket, and the lead is down to 46-42 at the 2:08 mark. So a little deja vu for the Pioneers, who weren't able to really close out Greenway yesterday, leading by 22 with 4 minutes left. They had a 12-point lead with 5 minutes left here, but the Gobblers have cut it to four.
Folks, please stick around after the game.
Aiken did take this timeout, so they're down to two timeouts. The foul situation, Pierce has committed five. Aiken has only committed three. Pierce has four timeouts left. Aiken down to two. And I can't tell. They don't put it on the scoreboard. Who has the next held ball arrow? And I can't see it on the scorer's table either. So I'm not sure where that situation is at. Timeout is over. Pioneers 46, Gobblers 42. Coming down to the wire in Aiken. Pioneers will inbounds, length of the floor to go. Prokot will throw it in. Pressure by the Gobblers. You've got Sakulla and Schomer in the backcourt. Leidenfrost and Kimmon down court. And it's lobbed to midcourt, resulting in a three-on-two for Peter. And he'll wisely kick it out to Michael Leidenfrost. A quick foul will be called on Hunter Nissen. And that's his second. And I think that was the message from Coach Hopperstead. We got to commit some fouls to put these guys in the bonus to get a chance to get some misses and rebounds. We'll see if Gabriel tries to foul Schomer here. We're under 2 minutes left, and there is another foul. So that is the strategy by Aiken. They got to start committing some fouls now, a rare situation where you want your team to foul to put yourselves in the bonus. You can't afford to let the Pioneers run off clock. That's the fifth team foul. Schomer will go in and score. Peter aggressively has 6 points, and it's 48-42 with a minute 42 to play. Gabriel defended by Leidenfrost. Off for Hopperstead, about 25 feet out from the rim. Now he drives, leans in, and they're going to call him for a charge. He threw out an elbow to create space and picks up his fourth foul. It is the sixth team foul, and that will put Pierce now in the bonus. Into Sakulla, and he'll be fouled, and now we'll start a parade to the free throw line. Sakulla fouled by Nissen, his third, and that's the seventh Aiken foul. So they put the Pioneers into the bonus with a flurry of fouls over the last minute to hopefully get themselves a chance at the miss and the rebound. Sakala to the line. Noah's got 2 points. 0 for 1. Missed a first half front end. Minute 33 to go. Two possession game. Noah calmly made the free throw. Big make there for junior Noah Sakala to make it 49-42. One more for Noah. It gives him his uniform number. 3 points. And that one is nothing but net. Sakala drains them both. Pierce 50, Aiken 42. Full court pressure. They get it into the backcourt. Gabriel, this is just going to soak up a few extra seconds here, forcing the Gobblers to work it up court. A minute 25 to go. They are down by 8. Drive. Gabriel stops, pivots, puts up an off-balance shot that found the cylinder. First points for Logan Gabriel. 50-44 with a minute 10, a dangerous pass. Gabriel almost picked that one off, but it got to Peter. Peter now with a minute 4 and a timeout for Coach Call with a minute 3 to play. Piers in a two-possession game once again down to the wire. They lead Aiken 50-44. That's the second timeout used by Coach Call. There will be an award ceremony afterwards. They have a nice traveling trophy awarded. They do name an all-tournament team. The girls' portion of this tournament, the rest of today and tonight, has been canceled. No more basketball here today as travel conditions not allowing for the girls' teams to travel and get here. So things must have deteriorated enough to make that call. I still don't see who's got the possession arrow here. I wish I could see that somewhere. That's a kind of a key factor right now. And there's the horn, and we will now have an inbounds coming in the front court on the sideline. It's Pierce possession up by 6, 50-44. With a minute 3 to go in regulation. We've had two overtime sessions today. Greenway over Foley in double overtime in the third place game. Sakala had to go through his hands, but right to Kimmon. A fortunate break for the Pioneers. Now Schomer hounded, got it off to Sakala. 52 seconds left. Here's Prokot passing on an open look underneath to come back out. Schomer into the lane, and he is fouled. And the Pioneers' best free throw shooter will go to the line. That is four on, or is that five? That is five on Cade Hopperstead. He'll end the day with 10. And it comes with 46 seconds left. Peter Schomer, 11 of 11 yesterday from the line against Greenway. He has not attempted. He's been very quiet today. Peter came into this tournament averaging 13.5 a game. He's a 1,000-point scorer. He's been limited to 6 today, had 2 in the first half, has scored 4 in the second half. And now we'll try and hit some big ones here. First is good, and that makes it a 3-possession game, 51-44 with 46 seconds left. One more for the senior who quarterbacked the Pioneers to the Prep Bowl this fall. A couple of weeks ago, maybe a month. Made them both. 8-point game, both for Schomer and for the Pioneers. 52-44, Gabriel. Valuable time coming off the clock. Sakala will deflect it out of bounds. We're down to 38 seconds left. Aiken does not have the luxury of taking 4, 5, 6 seconds. They got to get some shots off. It's an 8-point deficit. Now Sakala checks out as Brandon Stuckmeyer returns. Pass in will come. Front court for Cummings. And he finds Gabriel. Clock starts. 35 to go. Off now for Cummings. Guarded by Schomer. Got a screen. There's a 3 right side. In and out. Rebound goes off of Gabriel. It'll be Pierce's ball as he and Prokot were jockeying for inside position. And Pierce gets the ball with 25 seconds left. Prokot to inbounds, wants a timeout. He couldn't find an opening. So with timeouts wisely used there by Jonah Prokot. With 25 seconds left in the championship, it's Piers 52, Aiken 44. This is a short timeout. So the Pioneers are drawing something up to get the inbounds in and expect a quick Aiken foul here. One more before the Pioneers get the double bonus, as Aiken has committed 18 fouls. It's after the ninth that you get the double. So here come the Pioneers to inbounds with 25.2 seconds. Pioneers led 26-17 at half, and it has stayed right around this margin for the majority of the half. As Schomer comes to the ball, circles away from a defender, Gabriel chasing. Peter now will use another timeout with 19 seconds left. So that'll be the Pioneers' fourth. So they took the ball inbounds with 26 and got it down to 19. So Peter was still only about free throw line high, and not sure if they were going to be able to break the 10-second call or not. So Peter wisely uses a timeout. They do have one left. So the Pioneers look like they will win this tournament and collect the championship traveling trophy. And Joe Call, we were talking before the ball game, and I said, boy, that's an awful nice trophy they got here. And he goes, yeah, it's a traveling trophy. So he told me, he joked, he said, if we win this tournament, we're not coming back. We'll just keep the trophy. Not true, but it is a really nice, it's a big trophy. It's basically a full-size gold-plated basketball on a, and probably a foot and a half high. All right, we're ready to go. 19.8. And Prokot assigned inbounds duties and fires it in. And we got a whistle and a foul on Nissen before the inbounds. That's his fourth. And we'll go to the other end, and it'll be Peter Schomer shooting. No time comes off the clock there, the foul before the inbounds. Schomer now will shoot 1-1. 8 points today for Peter. And that one is good. 9 for Schomer. 14 for 14 in the tournament from the free throw line. And that one is good. Peter Schomer hits double figures with 4 late free throws. And the final 17 seconds tick off here in Aiken. Cummings to the corner for Hagen. He'll fire away. Misses. Gabriel saves it in off the knee of Prokot. So Aiken will get an inbounds with 10 seconds remaining. 54-44. Pioneers by 10 with 10 left. Gabriel to the corner. Out front. From way downtown, he was at the volleyball line. Holy cow. Nissen. That should be worth 4. Aiken fans wish it was worth 10, but he literally, his feet were right on that attack line from the volleyball, the 10-foot line, which is 7-8 feet behind the three-point line. So 27, 28 feet away from the hoop, and he swished it. And that's his fourth this half, his fifth of the game. He's got 23 today. Nissen had 13 yesterday. And makes the score 54-47. Aiken took a quick timeout. They've got one remaining. And the Pioneers and Gobblers are seconds away from ending this tournament. As the horn sounds, Piers leading by 7. And now the Pioneers will break their huddle. They will get the ball to inbounds. Schomer, Stuckmeyer, Prokot, Leidenfrost and Kimmon on the floor. Jonah will inbound with 5.5 seconds left. Any foul is a double bonus, and Brandon Stuckmeyer will shoot a pair. Quickly fouled by Logan Gabriel. So Brandon Stuckmeyer will have a chance to get in the score column here with 4.7. Brandon hasn't scored today. He had 10 yesterday in the win over Greenway. The senior up and rolls around and nestles through. First point for Brandon. 55-47, an 8-point lead. And the second, that went around and crawled off. Ukategbe has the rebound. And one final shot from Gabriel is no good. And Piers is your Aiken tournament winner. 55-47 over the Gobblers here in the championship game. 55-47. Team shaking hands. There will be a brief award ceremony. All right, welcome back here. The final score in the championship game of the Aiken Holiday Tournament, Piers 55, Aiken 47. So the Pioneers win the title, and they are setting up for the award ceremony now. And then teams will get on their buses, fans will get in their vehicles, and hopefully make a very safe trip back home. Pioneers led by 9 at half. They win by 8. Aiken just could not close the gap. They made a couple of pushes, but the Pioneers just enough to hold off the Gobblers. Aiken had an early lead when it was still in the single digits. Pioneers took a lead. It was 15-15 late in the first half, and the Pioneers ended on an 11-2 run that kind of put them in control, and they basically held that lead anywhere from 6 to 10 points the rest of the day, and they win by 8 here in Aiken. 23 today for Hunter Nissen. He had 13 yesterday. 10 points for Cade Hopperstead. He had 23 yesterday. 6 for Joe Cummings. 4 for Manny Ukategbe. 2 for Logan Gabriel. And 2 for Owen Hagen. Not a lot of chances, as the Gobblers did not get to the line very frequently. Only 3 of 8 from the free throw line today. So they weren't making up any points from the charity stripe. Pioneers get another good game from junior Jonah Procott. He had 29 yesterday. He puts up 24 today. Jonah Procott with back-to-back good efforts. He's the only, Peter Schomer ends up with 10. Including 4 late free throws when the Gobblers were in foul mode. So 10 for Peter. He had 16 yesterday. Robbie Schaefer has 7 today. 5 for Cody Kimmon. Zach Trout with 4. Noah Sakulla with 4. Playing 1 for Brandon Stuckmeyer, that late free throw with about a second left. Playing but not scoring today, but contributing well, were both Michael Leidenfrost and Ryan Stuckmeyer. So the Pioneers are now 4-2. They won their first two games of the year. Then they lost 2 to Crosby, Ironton, and Albany after winning their first couple, as they defeated Royalton and then Bram before losing to CI and Albany. Now they've come back and put together another two-game winning streak, this time over Greenway and Aiken. They will return to action next Friday. They'll be on the road in Long Prairie against the Thunder of Long Prairie Gray Eagle. For the Aiken Gobblers, their record now 4-4, and their next ball game will be Monday, January 6th, and that'll be at Barnum. Joe Call joins me here. Very quick talk here, Joe. We're going to do it this way here. Joe, not as an impressive showing today, but a different way to win, more of just a kind of a grinded out win.
Yep. It was kind of a typical high school basketball game, you know, 55-47, not 91-84, you know. Those games aren't going to happen all the time. Sometimes you got to be able to play a little defense and stop the other team from scoring. But, again, we knocked down some free throws in the end here to kind of clinch it. And, yeah, proud of the boys to come back, back-to-back days. And you could tell every game today had some slow starts and there were some droughts in there. You know, you're going to have that. It's just a matter of weathering the storm and finding a way to win.
Back-to-back, really good performances from Jonah Prokop. You can tell when Jonah is aggressive. His play just is a mirror of his aggressive nature.
No doubt. You know, it's one of those things where when he's locked in, it's tough to stop him. He made some plays today where I just looked at my coaches. I said, that was sick. I mean, that was a nice play. You know, the thing is, not only with him, but the whole team, is to be consistent. You know, come night in, night out, and have that chip on your shoulder and keep getting after it. You know, just proud of the way everybody played today and yesterday as well.
And now you get a little bit of another break here and get ready to come back and go to Long Prairie to face the Thunder a week from yesterday, I think that is.
Yeah, and Long Prairie is a team that always plays us tough, no matter where we're at, for home or away. We got to be ready to go. You know, we can't sit and dwell on winning these two games. It's a long season. You got to take one game at a time. You got to move on to the next one, and hopefully we can come out and start the second half ready to rock.
Are we coming back to Aiken next year?
As far as I know.
Okay. Well, you said you're going to steal the trophy and not come back you want it. So
keep it. No.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you get back. I'm sure there's picture taking coming on. They're going to start handing out these awards. Congratulations on the tourney victory, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
Joe Call, victorious head coach. Pioneers defeat Aiken 55-47 to win the Aiken Championship. That's going to do it for us here this afternoon. Safe travels, everybody. Happy New Year. Again, your final score in Aiken in the championship. It's Pierce 55 and the Aiken Gobblers 47. Good night, everybody.